From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Darren Zankin Band, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Lullabies and country soul. So grab my hand, let's go, let's go. And ride into the night. I wanna hold on to you so tight. Summer nights we just don't care. The peaceful side of fireflies. The sun is falling in the sky. And right into the night. I wanna hold on to you so tight. I wanna dance, I wanna sing, I wanna hold on to everything I know is real. I wanna feel, I wanna breathe, I wanna let that rush take over me. And right into the night, I wanna hold on to you so tight.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex. Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Let's go, let's go. I want to dance, I want to sing, I want to hold on to everything I know is real. I want to feel, I want to breathe, I want to let that rush take over. Right into the night, I wanna hold on to you so tight. And right into the night. I wanna dance with you. I wanna sing I wanna dance, I wanna sing, I wanna hold on to everything I know is real. I wanna feel, I wanna breathe, I wanna let that rush take over me. I wanna dance, I wanna sing, I wanna hold on to everything I know is real. I wanna feel, I wanna
good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 499th live performance. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage the Darren Zankin Band. Darren, like many of the guests we have on Red Barn Radio, grew up in a musical household where he started singing at an early age. Darren's passion to entertain people was evident, and it drove him toward not only music, opening for many national acts along the way, but also to television and the big screen. Tonight, Darren's here with his band, so folks, please welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, the Darren Zankin Band.
Everybody knows that we're dreaming. Moonlight in the evening got my sights set on you. You're just so darn beautiful. Just feels like someone should pinch me. My friends think it could be. Tell me she is the one. Flip my world all around. Heartbeats walk these streets. A girl like you thought I'd never meet. And isn't this crazy, crazy? Isn't this crazy, crazy? Tongue-tied got me hypnotized. And I love the way you love me, girl. She's sweet, got me so complete. And I love the way you love me. They always knew that I loved her. Had to play it cool undercover. Get my heart all along. Now you're singing my song. We may tell me what you see. A girl like you, how this came to be. And isn't this crazy, crazy? Isn't this crazy, crazy? And tongue-tied got me hypnotized. And I love the way you love me, girl. She's sweet, got me so complete. And I love the way you love me. Heartbeats walk these streets. A girl like you thought I'd never meet. And isn't this crazy, crazy? Heartbeats walk these streets. A girl like you thought I'd never meet. And isn't this crazy, crazy? And we meet, tell me what you see. A guy like me, how this came to be. And isn't this crazy, crazy? And we meet, tell me what you see. A guy like me, how this came to be. And isn't this crazy, crazy? Tongue-tied got me hypnotized. And I love the way you love me, girl. She's sweet, got me so complete. And I love the way you love me. And heartbeats walk these streets, girl like you that I'd never meet. And isn't this crazy, crazy? And we meet, tell me what you see. A guy like me, how it came to be. And isn't this crazy, crazy? And tongue-tied got me hypnotized. And I love the way you love me, girl. She's sweet, got me so complete.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn, and tonight we have with us the Darren Zankin Band. Darren is with a crew of great players, Clint Edwards, who is playing lead guitar, Andrew Isaacs is playing mandolin and banjo, Chris Hall is playing that neat bass guitar over there, and then Adam Thomas is playing keys. We're glad to have you guys with us. Darren, why don't you tell us about when the music hit? And it sounds like it was early on for you when you were a little kid. How old?
Yeah, about three.
Yeah?
So my sister was in the musicals, and my dad was a musician. So they dragged me along to all the musical practices, and my dad would play guitar in the house. So the first, somehow, like 3 years old, I remember Jesus Christ Superstar was my first musical.
Yeah.
All of you are familiar with it. So I was learning the words at 3 years old. And then I started doing musical theater, and then started singing in choir. And my dad played in the church band, and he played in several rock bands. Just kind of got the itch from my family. So from that time on, I just kind of kept playing. But when I was 17, my dad gave me a guitar, and then I sold it to him back to buy a ring for a girl, promise ring. And then she broke up with me.
Oh.
And it wasn't much of a promise. And and then luckily my dad kept the guitar. And so years later, before he passed away, he gave me the guitar back. So he was like, I'm not letting you give up on music for a $100 ring. And I was like, okay. So that was my first guitar that I stupidly gave away. And luckily he was smart enough to keep it and make me continue to play music. So here I am now playing music with these fine gentlemen.
Talking about you, talking about me and all the things we wanna be like. Crazy kids holding hands in the park. Thinking about love, thinking about us, let's run and kick up all that dust. And we could be so young and free. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh. I don't know where we are going, baby, don't tell me we should stop. We both know the party won't end. Grab a hold and don't let go, it's gonna be a wild show. And grab a hold and don't say no. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh. What you do to me, you got me tied up in these dreams. Hey girl, the things you say to me, and your words are driving me. Hey, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. Just wanna love you, but I can't say why.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Darren Zankin Band on Red Barn Radio.
That guitar that you're talking about, we're always interested in like what the axe is. Is it a real playable instrument, or is it just a good starter instrument?
It's like a Fender Squire, so it's like a $107 guitar, you know. But I mean, he did give me his Gibson 1965 SG Special, so that's special.
Yeah, I would say, on many levels, yeah.
And oh, Ben, we're missing you.
So are you typically playing electric guitar?
No, I did for a long time. Actually, when Clint and I played in our first band together, two bands together, I played electric. But then I kind of got the singer-songwriter itch.
Is that
rock musician, and I would like to, you know, grind on stage.
Sure.
And, you know, get real, Scott Stapp.
Like
and
any then, normal man.
Yeah, any normal 20, 21-year-old guy. And then I... decided I was more of a singer-songwriter, and I picked up the acoustic and just started writing some whatever.
But you always got the thumbs up in your household for the idea that music would be a lifelong practice.
Sometimes. When you're a kid, you have these dreams, like, I'm going to be a firefighter, I'm going to be a doctor, I want to be a musician. I'm like, okay, Darren, you know, get a real job. And I'm like, I will, music. One day, right, we'll be signed and we'll be touring South Africa and China and Antarctica and all that stuff. But no, it's always been a passion and a love, and it's something that's, you know, as I always tell my story, it's kind of a healing for me. Yeah. You know, music's always been something that, you know, every day if something's going on, I can turn to this and I can pour out, you know, so.
My understanding just from reading a little bit about you is that your dad's passing was pretty significant for you as a musician.
Yeah, he actually, passed away this month, 7 years ago. So this month is kind of hard. But yeah, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2009. We didn't have the greatest relationship growing up, but then when I got older and more mature and understood what a parent was, and I think he understood what just a spoiled, rotten teenager was, which was me, we figured each other out, and we just became best friends, and then he got sick, and it was hard. Obviously, if anyone's ever lost a parent, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're 5 or you're 55, losing a parent is tough. I lived here in Kentucky and drove up to Indiana just about every other week to be with him. But the cool thing was, he always had a guitar in his hand when I would come visit him. And when he didn't feel like playing guitar because his hands were shaking too bad, I would ask him just to pick up the guitar and play for me, because I wasn't going to get it much longer. I just kind of knew that he had a lot of chances in life to do something with music, and he just kind of was like, well, whatever. It's not a big deal to me. I'll just go eat pizza. I was like, you're crazy, man. You got like this golden opportunity. And when he you know, passed away, I said, well, this is my shot. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna die one day, right? I might as well give it everything I have. And if it pans out, it does. If it doesn't, at least I die trying. And I wanted to do it for, you know, his legacy. I wanted to take what he had given me, the one thing he really gave me, which was music, and I wanted to just do something with it the rest of my life. Every day I wake up and it's, you know, I sing in the shower, I sing in the car, I write music in my head, you know, I have a recorder with me, and it's the only thing that really kind of has helped heal me when I'm in a lot of pain. There's been times I've wanted to quit. I think any musician has ever thought about quitting. I think we've all probably wanted to quit several times. And then, like, the back of my mind, he's like, you can't quit. You have this. You know, you have a talent. God gave you talent, so do it. Do it for the rest of your life, you know, even if it hurts you, do it.
I sit here waving goodbye. Tell myself, try not to cry. Emotions and oceans wrapped in between. Your life is a memory you see, and I at your table. I knew that you'll always be in my heart, a lone memory, praying and saying you will still fight. And I love you for always and I, and I'm at your table. Thank you. I know that you'll always be in my heart, a long memory. Emotions and oceans wrapped in between. Your life is members, you see, and I at your table for on, 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 staring right at the sun. Oh, at your table for on, I'm still staring right at the sun. Table for two, dead, it's me, me and you. Oh, this table, table for two, dead, it's me, me and you.
When are the times when you feel like you want to quit?
I remember there was a time in my basement, my old house. I just didn't feel like I was writing the really good music. And I didn't feel like things were moving. I didn't know where they were supposed to move. I just didn't really, they weren't really moving. And I got frustrated and I just got angry. And I was like, this is supposed to be my healing. And I'm not getting any healing. I'm not getting any passion. I'm not getting any happiness from it. I gotta quit. Like, I'm just gonna sell everything and I'm just gonna quit. That's the way it is, right? I kind of sat on the ground, started crying. Just kind of felt my dad say, like, you told me that you weren't gonna quit. We had this talk. I said, I was a quitter most of my life. And I remember looking at him saying, Dad, I'm not gonna fail anymore. I failed too many times. I failed you way too many times. I'm not gonna quit. I sat there crying and I said, I can't quit. What are you, quitting, you know, quitters are for losers. I'm not a quitter anymore. So literally, it was weird. Like maybe 2 or 3 hours later, I got an email. It was like, would you like to open for Tyler Hilton? And Tyler Hilton, if anybody knows who Tyler Hilton is, was on One Tree Hill. He was Elvis in the movie Walk the Line. And I said, oh, that's weird. I was just crying. I was just angry. And then I look at my phone, and it's like, do you want to open for Tyler Hilton? And I said, okay, that's a really cruel trick to play on me right now, yeah, when I'm at right. My weakest. And so then we opened for Tyler Hilton, and then we had the chance to open for Fuel, Brett Skylines of Fuel, and then we got to play with Candlebox, and we went on stage with Candlebox and performed their award-winning hit, Far Behind. It was a moment of my life, and I was like on the stage going with a selfie with the band, you know, and this sold-out crowd, and I'm like, this is why I do this. You know, this is, you know, I get to tell my story to people. They care. They're here to hear music. I wasn't supposed to quit. And so it was, but it was hard. I mean, it was really, I was at my lowest of feeling drenched musically. And that same night, I came right back up. It was weird, but I've had a lot of moments like that.
It's like a firefly in the middle of July, and yeah. And you want to feed the bird. So you look at me, think it's destiny, but you start to walk away. Do you notice me? Do you think it's real? Need to wrap my head around this life. I can barely breathe, and it's you and me, and I'm still holding back the tears. No, do you notice me? Do you think it's real? Need to wrap my head and around and around and around this life. Do you notice me? Do you think it's real? Need to wrap my head and around and around and around this life. can't make me bend like others think I would. I can't pretend, can't make me bend like others think I would. Think it's real, need her at my head. Notice me, do you think it's real, need her at my head. And around, this life. It's like a firefly in the middle of July, and you wanna feel the glow.
There we go. Yeah, we gotta make some noise.
Yeah.
All right. This song is called Drive Them Wild. We're gonna drive you all wild. Okay, here we go.
Just hug her and squeeze, tell her that you need her. She's on fire, haven't told her in a while. Girl, you got that smile, it'll drive them wild. Just hug her and squeeze, tell her that you need her. She's on fire, haven't told her in a while.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Darren Zankin Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Darren Zankin Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.